seen Hazel?
Yeah, you saw her. She was in the station lots of times.
But she just in and out of shit. Yeah. Linger, did she?
No. Took it out of the refrigerator and hauled it down there and set it right out in the sun.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you like gelatin, when it's a little sloppy,
it ain't good.
Now tell me, have you seen Clyde?
Yeah, he ate supper with me last night.
Where?
At home.
Don't tell me.
Hazel?
Yeah. Yeah, he was over there last night until he never left at 10 o'clock.
Just sitting around?
Sitting around talking.
Is that right? What's he talking about?
Oh, that's a little bit of everything. Mainly, they bought him a new trailer.
Big trailer.
Big trailer. 12 wide and 48 feet long.
Yeah. With everything in it.
Including the dishes. Yeah, he said it was complete.
Bed
spread, pillars, and everything. It was ready to. I mean, he set up housekeeping in. He said.
I'm always interested, because I know Clyde now gonna have to pay the full price.
Well, now he didn't buy; she bought it. But he said she bought the trailer and we moved in. And we moved in.
I listened to that.
Is that right?
That's right. He said she bought her a trailer and we moved in.
Well,
that's all right. Finds no man his house in it.
Yeah. And buy the groceries.
Well, that puts him on a good paper. When he comes home, he ought to have something interesting to say. Starboarder?
Yeah.
We use that when somebody wouldn't do any work, you know, just he's a starboarder. Couldn't get anything out of him. Did you lay it in last night?
Yeah. Him and Hazel eat more than my whole family, including Grandma Todd. The two of them eat more.
Why, cookies?
You ask Helen. We didn't make a dent in it, in the food that was on the table. And they wasn't enough for the dogs when we got done. When they got done.
Why?
Well, you know that and prepare for it.
Yeah.
You, they're not there, but they couldn't just say, come on in and eat it.
Gosh, no.
She'd have to know that ahead of time.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I don't know anybody like that.
Do you know anybody else like that?
I never saw anybody could eat as much as them two people in my life. I don't begrudge it, though. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know that.
I love to see them eat.
Why, cookies?
But I hate to see him make a hog of himself.
You
You saw that big platter of Helen's Faye that she makes beef stew in?
Yeah.
Now that was half full. That was left half full. See, we eat first. They didn't get there late 30. They held up on moving the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they came in later. But there was everything was left. And they eat that whole half a bowl of stew.
That's big.
A whole platter of, I eat a piece of cornbread and Grandma Todd eat a piece of cornbread out of the pan full, and there wasn't none left. That's right.
Did they heap up their plates or just come back for more?
They heap it up and then come back for more. Anything like that.
Did you ever get there on time?
No. Never get there on time.
Something always stands in the way.
Yep.
Miss Daisy would speak to him about that, figure.
Yes, she would. I remember that night he was riding around up here saying he was looking for y'all.
Yeah, he was supposed to be in there at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Or 9:00 or something.
9:30 when he got here, and Helen had to. I told him that Helen had to go to work at 9:30. I couldn't wait for it.
Made these good peas.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss seeing old Clyde a little bit every now and then. He's so sassy, you know. What's his headquarters now?
Home. He's working at home.
Like you used to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way to get the least possible profitable customers.
Well, it doesn't sound good. You're going to have to work much.
Well, you don't.
She got a good job.
Yeah, she made, she said last week she made over $160. In 1 week.
Is she the one that's a waitress?
Mm-hmm. Now she makes any tips.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Now she is a good waitress. I'll have to pat her on the back for that. Now she knows how to serve a table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Now she don't just set your food down and go on off and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Every little bit. Is there anything else you need?
Oh, really?
That's right. And if your coffee cup's empty, she fills that coffee cup up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw 90% of the time people get up and leave a cup of coffee. She keeps that coffee cup full. And they go in and they want Hazel to wait on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll leave her anywhere from $1 to $3 to $4 or $5 tips. That's right.
What did she do? Just work two meals?
Mm-hmm. 2 meals.
You know, the prices have gone up so much. If I was to go in the restaurant, I think it just scared the wits out of me just to look at the menu.
Well, you take a meatloaf, a slice of meatloaf, and 2 vegetables, coffee, and bread, it'll cost you $1.50.
And you never know what sort of meatloaf
it's
going to be.
No, it may be made out of cornflakes.
stuff around the state like this is.
Peas and just all right. They're cooked just right.
Now let me see, Cody. That old boy, now Mr. Boy brought up here. The blade had to be fastened on with a bolt.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have to get that little pipe put out at the end of it, so
that's
it
right.
Won't go too far.
That's right.
When you lift the blade. And that blade looked like it had been sitting out for a year or two. It was that rusty.
That's right.
No.
It didn't have a Simon edge to it, did it?
No.
Well, now what gets me, all the others look like the same. Now, he's not just going to stack them all outdoors, is he?
Well, if he didn't stack them outdoors, he stacked them close enough outdoors to where the rain blew in on them. Even that old horse-drawn mowing machine of mine out there, when I hooked it last fall, I went right on out there in the field and that old tough stuff, and it hadn't been run for 2 years. But it was in the dry and it cut.
And he won't sell this thing, like he'd be trying to give it away.
I wouldn't give him a quarter for it. I didn't like it the first time I looked at it.
Looked heavy. Now, he took the wheels off and mounted it to 3.8. And, then it wouldn't fit the power takeoff. You had to keep filling with that adapter. Of course, that wasn't his fault. But you're going to have to put an edge on that blade. And when you got out there, what was the symptoms out there, Cookie? Wouldn't cut.
It just wouldn't cut. And it won't cut low enough. It's set down as low as it'll go, and it won't cut low enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that whether it cuts or not.
Yeah.
You can tell where it cuts.
Now we know this knife here works. It ain't very good, but it's paid for.
That's right, Cookie.
It's some Miss Guthrie's off cast, but by gosh, it works.
I forgot to ask her what their plans for hay was. Faye, you let me forget.
Was she over, or did you talk to her on telephone?
She and Shirley came over today. Shirley called up and said, we go on a picnic. Well, I don't know, along. I went over there, and she's selling some little calves, the puniest looking things you ever saw. Just bony, big-bellied things. And the man gave her $675 for six of those calves. Three of them was fair size, and the others was no size at all.
I can't believe it. She couldn't.
I'll tell you, she could not believe it. He worked at the Cape and did this on the side, and his wife buys dairy baby calves and puts them on a cow. Now you don't, they don't know anything, people who handle cattle like that.
Yeah, and me go out and buy two real nice black Angus and lose a $20 bill on them.
Cookie, that doesn't sound like you.
I don't, but I did.
Was you there when they sold?
No, I couldn't be there.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I had too many things going.
Yeah.
what I got to do, I just got to settle down to and quit so much this running around, get these irons out of the fire and keep them out.
Well, now that was a busy day for you though. That Monday off, you see.
That's right.
That gave you a whole day where you could run here that yard.
And that well, it wouldn't have been so bad. That poor little old girl though, I'd have been there if it hadn't been for her. The one that got her foot busted all to pieces. Her horse fell on her, and she needed some feed for her horses. Well, big hearted me. By gosh, I go get her some feed, and I take it up to her. And it cost me a $20 bill on them heifers.
Yeah. What was it consist of? Just going to the store and buying a little feed?
That's right. She got her foot busted, and the horse fell on her and broke her foot. I mean, it was the awfulest looking thing you ever saw. I felt sorry for her, and she's one of Harry Dan's best friends.
Oh.
And nobody would help me.
Oh, really?
Nobody wouldn't help me. What's a little girl we had down here? Remember?
Oh, that little girl.
That little girl.
Right, she was charming child.
Now she is a wonderful. She just is. I mean, she's just a doll
and
baby.
Could, she had horses well too.
She does. And I took her some feed for her horses. See, her daddy's in the hospital. Her mother's having to work. And she was been carrying feed in on her horse. Put it in a sack, bag, and throw it across the horn of her saddle and haul the feed in with the horse. Well, she couldn't ride a horse. Now she didn't have her feed. And her horses was in a sand, right in a sand pile.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see them go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got her some feed and took her up there and fed her horses for her. And I went on back to the livestock market. By the time I got back there, why? It was insane.
So were your animals.
Oh, man. That's all right.
What is it
doing? Just having
a little horse show?
Mm-hmm.
Games?
But there's one thing I can say. I made one person happy that day. First time I ever saw one get banged up that bad. But if something happened, her horse just fell on her. And she couldn't help it. And the horse's feet slid out from under. And that can happen to anybody.
Sure it can.
It can happen to you or me or anybody.
Yeah.
And the horse fell.
Yeah. If you get on that horse, you're not absolutely certain what's going to happen. One of Faye's friends was a doctor and his wife. And they bought these horses, a horse. And it was scrawny looking, and so he started doctoring about it. Feeding it up. You know, you all talked about that.
Gave it shot.
Yeah.
And that horse had so much energy, he didn't know what to do, run away with her.
No.
There's the end of her horse career.
It killed her.
And the whole trouble was they got the horse too healthy.
That little palomino, you know I told you about? That's gonna make the rackiest thing that ever walked on four legs.
Really?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Herodine can even make it rack.
Oh.
And just a 3-year-old.
Pretty.
She's gonna be pretty. She's skinny now.
Uh-huh.
But when she fills out, she's gonna be real nice. And she's well behaved.
Yeah.
let somebody lay the cold green down and I'll sell them. I might sell it to you. I might sell it to you. Even Hubie's got too much energy, huh?
For me, he's contemplating.
Clay, don't fix me now. I just don't want
to. Now, what's all that rattling I heard? Now, what's all that rattling I heard?
On that mowing machine?
Yeah.
That's that slip clutch slipping.
Let me see.
See, it's got a spring-loaded slip clutch in there. Like your rotor mower, you know, we put them clutches in there.
Yes.
Only this is a gear that will slip out. And that's what that was.
Well, it was rattling away. Just over here.
Yeah.
How those tractors come from?
That's the awful sound. Things ever been out here on this
one. Well, I tell you, it's like I told Jim, I said, now, I won't give him $2 and a quarter for it, let alone $225. I won't. I ain't got no use for it. I don't think we have it here on the farm.
I didn't.
Of course, just another pile of junk setting away.
Yeah. After he set it down out there, and I wish then that he had just taken it on, even after he set it down out there and started telling me about it.
Well, you didn't even tell him to bring it.
Yes, I told him to bring it.
Well,
he said it'd be 3 or 4 days, and he brought it the same day, the same morning. Looking like he's in a hurry.
Now you know.
Now, Mr. Ashmore, he wants some hay. Mr. Mott wants some hay. Mr. Melvin wants some hay. And who else?
And they just don't have anything to feed. And no pasture.
That's right, they ain't got no pasture. And they can't go buy hay.
Jim said he understood that in town some people were offering $3 and a half a bale for hay.
Mr. Mott over there paid $2.60 a bale for Timothy and weeds.
Yeah.
He said it was clover, but I never saw no ragweed look like clover. I saw too many ragweed bales up in. They can't fool me now on clover and ragweed. I know the difference. They might fool them poor old cows, but no, they don't fool this old cookie. Clover hay has got a sweet smell.
Yeah.
And ragweed has got a musty smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, this is just as musty as if it was rotten.
It does have a musty smell?
Yes, sir. This girl, little girl's daddy, don't get straightened up to where he can be home. Guy, I tell you what I like to do. I mean, I'll go buy my feed for my horses, and they ain't got nothing for their horses' teeth.
Yeah.
Nothing. And they don't have no money because their hospital bills got them broke. I mean, flat broke. I'm gonna load 10 or 12 bales of hay on my truck and take it up there and give it to that little girl.
Yeah.
I am. To me, we could take a whole truckload and we wouldn't lose a thing. Well, we give it to somebody that's trying to help herself rather than these people that we tried to give it to and wouldn't come and get it.
Well, we got them told, didn't we? Last one?
We sure did.
They were short and we had plenty.
That's right. Wanted to buy some, I ain't selling them damn bale.
I got none. No money to sign on it.
Y'all are so mean.
Well, they was mean to us, wasn't they, guy?
They sure were.
They just, I thought that salad fee, I'd buy these other sweet potatoes. I said,
you want some of
that job? No, I don't remember. They just didn't have respect for hay.
No, good millet and rye and oats. They didn't have no respect for it.
I just couldn't understand.
I really don't. Cause that's one I just don't understand. It's like giving them on a platter.
Well,
there's one good thing about it, though. This old cow's got so hungry, by gosh, they eat the old dead hay that was left down there on the field. We didn't have to rake it up in the hay.
Yeah.
They cleaned that much of it up.
I'll tell you what, the world's curious now. Everything's upside down.
They're just like them fellas up there at the university. They just sure can't take no for an answer.
Oh, yes. They keep asking. They won't let him just ride a tractor.
What they want you to do now?
They want me to take care of the equipment supervisor job, and I don't want it.
Oh, you have to have all that headache.
I'm not going to have it. I told them today. I said, now, if that's all you got for me, I'll go home. I think that Cadillac will get me home.
Yes. With him telling them, all he wants is just to do what he's doing.
I said, let me alone. Tell me what you want done and then get on out of the country and let me alone. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That is something.
And Mr. Lake came back today. Mr. Epperson came back. You thought any more about that supervisor's job? Well, I told him unknown in no uncertain terms what I thought about it.
It ain't the heavy equipment that's bothersome.
It's the headache that goes with it.
Yes.
And they've got some operators, and I'm telling you, I wouldn't let them run a wheelbarrow from me.
And then you'd be responsible.
I'd be responsible. And I'm not going to take it if I have to. I'm going to tell them I'm going to get transferred, and I will. And I've even got a man working on it.
Who's that?
Mr. Blackwell. Mount Windsor Baptist Church. He is supervisor over the Department of Housing.
I mean, out there.
He don't do nothing. He tells the other man what to do.
I mean, out at Windsor there.
Well, he does all the cooking. Helps Alvin Ponce do the cooking when they have the cookout.
Yeah.
And the heaviest thing you got to worry with is a little leather pouch on your side with a pair of pliers, a screwdriver, two crescent wrenches, and that's all you got to worry with. Go around and fixing doorknobs, and putting in light bulbs, and these window screens. And that's all you do.
How about that? I miss my calling. I ought to be working for, what's his name?
Blackwell.
I ought to be working with Mr. Blackwell.
And it pays the same money I'm getting now.
Would the supervisor's job pay more?
He'd pay me $7,600 a year. But I don't care about that much money. All I want him to let me alone.
Yeah, and you a shift for yourself.
That's right.
That's all you wanted over there in the first place, just toehold where you wouldn't starve.
That's right. I told him I didn't want to make all the money they had over there. I said it'd sure be nice. But I don't want no responsibility. That one little old tractor there, that's all the responsibility I got.
And that's all you need.
That's all I want. That's all I'm going to have.
Well, that trash detail was all right.
That was all right, but they wouldn't. They didn't want me to stay on that. They wanted to put another nigger on that, and they did.
Yeah.
That's for niggers, they said.
Yeah, but now with that, you see, you had the big advantage. You could just circulate.
I could circulate. I was all over the place.
And a nigger don't need to be all over the place.
No, he needs to be in a dark someplace.
Well, the way things are working out, you haven't had the leeway to look around much over there.
I haven't had, no.
When you off, everybody will go on.
Yeah. Where if I'd been on a trash truck, I'd have been picking up their trash. See, I was in Flavette, I was all in housing departments there, Down Village, I was down in there. Core Village, back in there. And you can see them things, I mean, make contacts.
Ain't got time to say hello.
Yeah, but...
And you don't have to go to make it a trip, you're already there.
Because we was always looking for some place to hide. We had nothing to do.
Yeah. You know, they say that's what the postmen do. Cause they don't have routes now that take them all 8 hours to get there, you see. I saw a little piece in the paper about that. You know the postmen. They deliver men, mail men.
Yeah.
So what they got to do is find somewhere where they can sit down and keep out of sight.
That's right.
For a good little session of time. And it's not the easy thing to find, I guess.
No, it's hard to hide a state vehicle.
Yes.
It's hard to hide a government vehicle. But if you're on foot, you can step behind most any tree and hide for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, you can't work after dark.
We
don't have any work to do, so the mosquitoes are... I never saw mosquitoes as bad.
I never noticed them quite as bad. They just cover them little calves sometimes.
Never.
I ran into something the other night. I got to tell you about this. You were talking about something to haul a tractor on, and
yeah.
This, and be mobile. Now, mister, I'm building. I'm building it. It'll hold up a caterpillar. And it's light. I can pick up one end of it. It looks big and heavy, but it ain't. It's a house trailer frame. It had burned.
Yeah.
Right? My channel iron stringers are 8 inches. 8 inch. And they're sitting on the end, edgeways like that. And it's got I-beam crossing it. The cross pieces.
Yeah.
I think it's got 5 of them in there. And I got the original hitch to go on it, off the house trailer. And I'm putting 2 axles under it, and I'm welding it solid. I'm not putting springs under it. And it's 6 feet and a half wide. Exactly.
Between the wheels.
Between the wheels, 6 feet and a half. And you can run either one of them tractors up on it, or both of them.
Yeah.
Because it's 16 feet long.
sure sounds.
What?
I've got a $20 bill in it.
Is that right?
Why, could it?
Well, there's no telling what this fellow would want for that one, for this one out there. We looked at off 441, 301.
He want about $250, maybe $300.
Ooh.
And I can take that $20 bill that I spent, and another $20 to go with it, and I can have a better trailer, a stouter trailer, than he's got.
Yeah.
And this one, you can run an automobile up on it if you want to. That one down there wasn't wide enough to put a car on.
That 6 foot's not wide enough for a car. Oh, he's got to clear those fenders.
Mine's 6 feet and a half inside.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a floor on it.
16 foot's pretty good length, Cookie.
Yeah, it's good length.
What would it take to pull it there?
I'll pull it with my Cadillac.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Or I'll pull it with that Ford truck.
That pull it?
Yeah.
Want some coffee?
You don't need it 16 foot.
Yeah, but it's already put together.
Can't cut it off.
And if I cut it off, I'm afraid I'll weaken it.
I see.
So I'm going to leave it that way.
Yeah. But you don't. No, you can't turn that down, can you? It's too good a thing.
Yeah.
Well, now, what happened to your watermelon truck?
We're still negotiating. I know what he wants, and I ain't gonna give it. I know what I'll give him, and I know where there's another motor I can get set in it, just like that.
And you wouldn't have to take the head off of
it? No, just take the whole thing out.
When they freeze up like that from standing, is that trouble?
Yes, sir.
That's worse than just wear.
Wear, it sure is. I bought a Chevrolet truck, a one-ton Chevrolet truck, about 2 years ago. And it set and stuck up, and I want you to know I took a sledgehammer and tried to drive them pistons out of there, and I couldn't do it.
And even the stuff will rust. It gets low on oil, and oil all gets out of it.
And oil will all drain out of it. Alright, then whenever your cylinder walls rust, and your pistons, which is aluminum, when they corrode, and that gets together, you might just weld them in there, because they won't stick no tight.
Yeah. Well, he knows that.
Yeah, he knows it. I'm going to give him a $100 bill for it, and that's all. I'm going to buy that other engine for $30 and put it in there.
Yeah. And with the shape that motor's in, then there's not much else he can do.
He never will get no more than that out of it.
This fella Jackie, you know, if he gets into it, he won't give him much. He don't want to sell it to Jackie anyhow. Jackie wouldn't even...
He done told me he wasn't going to sell it to Jackie. He said, I'd rather give it to you as to sell it to Jackie.
You want some coffee, Ken?
Not right this minute, Faye. I'm right comfortable for a change.
Today ended up this term, didn't it? No more classes.
Oh, I'm telling you, they worked me over. They didn't try to do anything. got so tired, I just ate. I put that thing on, the thing, and I looked at it, and I just sat down there, and I said, I'll be goddamned if I can do another thing. I can play second fiddle, but I can't play first. I come in here, lay down, and I told Faye I didn't think I'd get up. Now, that's what that does to you, I'm saying. If you get in the wrong spot, you see.
Well, you've been in the wrong spot this whole term, ain't you?
Yeah. It's been hard on me the whole time. I've been fighting it.
But now, last year wasn't so bad, was it?
No. Yeah, first part of this year is all right. Very nice. But I knew I was just worn. I had enough. See, I manipulate them all the time. And it's all right when you're fresh.
Yeah.
I couldn't explain to you how you do that, how you manipulate them. But you talk about horse training now. This manipulation that I've learned to do, it's all based on deception. You work them into doing things that they wouldn't do.
Yeah.
It's getting them to do something for themselves that they wouldn't do. And what you do it for is for the good of the country. You just don't want them all to be misfits and flathead, you know.
No more.
I guess that's it. I don't know. Well, Everett was afraid that thing had froze up, and he might have been sure. He might have just taken that for granted, mightn't he? He can't, old Fred down there, his mechanic down there, he can't help him much, because Fred can't leave his place.
Well, I tell you, I think Everett knew it was froze up. I think he knew it was frozen.
Oh, he'd been into it.
He had the crank out. See, it's got an old-fashioned crank.
Yeah.
Now, I put the crank on and I couldn't budge it.
That's all you needed to know.
That's all I needed to know.
So you didn't even have to fool with it.
So we started talking. And I got to looking at them bodies, them big high racks, you know, and so forth. And I could sell him tires and that watermelon bed over there for $200. Because that is a good body on there.
Yeah. Just like that shed is sitting up there.
Yeah.
They said a little before they got the body. When they put the body on?
48.
And they built that shed in 46.
That's right.
Is that the number on that figure
yeah.
up there?
1946, yeah.
Yeah. So they was his daddy was in business then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Still in business. You know those fellas like Willie and Everett and all growed up out there, and they know the country when it's really prosperous. And then they see all these rich people moving in on them, you see. They don't say much, but you know.
They think a lot, don't they?
You know they do, but
yeah.
They don't say much, do they?
No.
They take what comes. And the rich people, you see, not anything they do. You see, they have that boy goes off to Vietnam, and they have that barbecue for him over there at old man Ivan Whitehurst.
Yeah.
But the rich people don't go.
Mm-mm.
You know, I was over there Cross Creek right month in, and one of those boys was going off to Vietnam, and he had a reputation for being an awful nice boy, and they were giving him little parties here, there, and I wondered, that's for everybody, you know, it wasn't just for his own, for friends, and I wanted to go. And I arranged to go with Marvin and Miss and Mary. And then I got sort of cold feet about it. I felt like, you know, I didn't really know any of them. I'd feel like an outsider. And I backed out. But I wanted to go. I would have loved to go. Now, you see, I can talk to them at home. And it ain't noticeable. Mm-hmm. But when I go in, you see, where they have a meeting, you see, I'm an outsider. I don't know anybody there. I don't know them. You know, I haven't known them very long. So I kind of avoid those sessions, except your fish fry up there, your picnics. That's nice. See, I don't feel out of place up there.
Did you hear about our neighbor getting burnt up? But yeah, you see, the University of Florida has got a peach orchard out there on Old Palatka Highway. Well, this fella, he was bad to drink, but he lived in a little trailer in that peach orchard and was caretaker of it.
Yeah.
Well, that trailer burned up and burned him in it. He burned up in that trailer. Well, they said Gainesville fire officials blamed it to a gas stove. His cook stove, you know?
Yeah.
Something faulty on the power of it, power light. Live like a pot of light on a stove. When I get too lazy to strike a match, when I'm too lazy to eat, I'll just lay down and die.
You know what you can do? These little flints, like you light your torch with.
Yeah.
Something like that would be a whole lot better.
Sure.
But you try getting one cigarette lighter would do it.
Yeah, see, my cigarette lighter works on butane. See, that's a butane lighter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could have one over there. How would you do it? You see, if you snap that and just get a spark out of it, like that, it gets down there so close, it burns your hand.
Yeah.
You need a little...
You need something longer.
Now, one of those little flints, you see, it lasted 6 months over there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shoot, as much as I use that thing keep my cigars lit, one flint will last me 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. That's right, and you're lighting that all day long.
Yeah.
Todd was really sitting on top over here last Sunday. She just feeling fine.
Well, she has felt bad for so long. That blood pressure.
Oh.
Yeah, that old Dr. Bauer He almost killed her. I used to be up in Hawthorne that died. And she kept going to him and going to him, and he kept her on dope. And he never did check her blood or nothing and let her blood pressure get so high. Now she just, by golly, almost died. He died, and she went to another doctor, and the other doctor caught it.
Plenty of chances,
yeah. Gosh. She was feeling good last night. She stayed over home till 9 o'clock.
Well, I wonder, Helen, she's a nurse practically herself. I wonder she didn't catch it.
She wouldn't pay no attention to us.
Oh, I see. Oh. Yeah,
that's the reason she's so close to us now.
Well, you can't just put a fella in the car and say, now, come on. You just don't, people don't do that, do they?
No, just like Jim, you couldn't say, now, look, I wish you would stay tonight. But you just can't do it. I mean,
this is what he needs. He don't need to roll on the highway for 200 miles. He needs to get out there and stretch himself.
What about this other girl was with him last weekend, Lorraine? She's a pretty wild number, ain't she?
Well, now, that's something, isn't it? Yeah. That's what you gotta put up with.
But yet, on the other hand, she's a real nice somebody.
Yes.
She could be brilliant.
Just perfectly charming.
Yeah. But she's still got a streak to her.
Oh, she got a streak. She not got that out yet. She was in that here, and several months leading up to it, and then she got into it so strong that she left school, you know.
Yeah.
And she wasn't back on up there. She got a brother or somebody up there back east, and got up. You know, she's talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
She got into it up there.
She just couldn't stand at it.
And she said what they did with that is just put them to shame down here, you see. They just had the slickers up there. You know they do.
Oh, yeah. She went up there, they ain't got educated, and come back down here, and...
She's quit. She's trying. She's out of it.
She's out of it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She, just about got her. They get sold on those things, you know. In her case, as I see it, as she told it, she just gets sold on it, and then it don't go through, and just the bottom drops out.
Yeah, yeah.
She got nothing to be interested in. She's a charming, bright thing, isn't she? I don't, you see what you do, you people are interested in things like that will talk. I mean, there's no secret about it. It's a public thing. And you don't have to read the papers. The papers are all wrong. See, you never get anything straight.
That's right.
And I haven't got into that cookie. I just haven't had the energy. There's too much. It takes energy to get in those things. Yeah, I got into that pollution business. I take a hand in that, you know. I don't wave the flag, but I do right smart in it. And you just get so you can't sleep at night.
You know, she said when we was coming from after we set you out down there at Miss Daisy's, you know, coming up here, she said, you know, she said, I like to get out. And get away from things.
Yeah, except they don't know how.
That's right.
And that's shameful. They don't know how. Could you look at all the jobs going to waste in this whole kind of society? All the jobs. Look at the labor that actually they need.
That's right.
And nobody knew it. And these fellas and the girls can do it too, a lot of it. They don't know how to. They're going to have to see that they're going to have to have the wages and hours and Social Security and everything. You see, that's all they know, that labor union. Just go out like you've always done and live with your wits. They don't know a thing about it.
They don't know nothing about it. Just like them boys over there at works in. On our crew. There's five of them. Five of them boys. They went down to and got these food stamps.
Yeah.
They can get $28 worth of food stamps for $1.
Oh.
$1. The first $28 cost them $1. Well, the way they eat, $28 worth will do them a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't buy no clothes because they don't wear none.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't wash and clean up because they're dirty. Stay dirty.
They got jobs over there. Making a living.
Making $1.80 an hour. About $75 a week they're making. Yet they go down there and me and you are paying for them food stamps.
But they find out the loopholes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, it's like I told a girl over last Sunday when. She was down here. I put it right straight to her. I said, I'll tell you one thing. A girl that's in your predicament, I told her, I said, you'd be better off to get out here on some of these farms and just work for your keep.
Yeah.
I said, you would be money ahead.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to do that.
No, she don't know how to do that. No.
She's going down to Miami, where Mama is. Mama mm-hmm. works. She'll live with her mama. She'll have to work too.
Well, she's not going to school this summer?
No, she's burnt out. See, like me, she's had enough for a while.
Well, she said she's going to have to go this summer if she wasn't in order to pass two subjects that she had flunked out in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she's going to have to go this summer because she flunked out, I believe it was two courses, two classes that she flunked out in. And she's going to have to go and make them up.
No, when I think of those big stiffs now, you see, a lot of them, they could go home and work for the daddy and make a right amount of money. But a lot of them just kill time. When I think of the sort of life they could lead and how much they could learn, you see, just working for Marvin or Ms. Glisson.
Yeah, or Dodd over there.
Or Dodd, just, he needs it. See, a whole lot of that has to be learning, and you keep.
Well, I had quite they go out here and they sleep in a tent and under an oak tree 95% of the time anyway. Why couldn't they go out there or come out here and bed down out there in a blame tent? Or under one of your oak trees out there, it's just a six of one and a half a dozen of another.
Oh, God could use somebody.
Yeah. Marvin could use somebody.
Yeah. Oh, they're between them.